Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Ed Harry. Coming up, the English Premier League's top two both lose.
Gira scores for Fulham! Manchester United are surely beaten here. Modric with the shot, Luka Modric has scored. Brilliant finish from the edge of the penalty area. It's Spurs 1, Chelsea 0.
After 61 years of waiting, Ireland's rugby players claim the Grand Slam.
It comes back for O'Gara. He drops the goal, but
he's got us. He's got us.
The referee, having said no, changes his mind, gives the drop goal. Ireland are just 2.5 minutes away for the first Grand Slam since 1948.
And they got there. Also, Andy Murray beats Roger Federer again to set up a meeting with Rafael Nadal in the Indian Wells final. First, though, for the first time in 147 matches, Manchester United have suffered back-to-back Premier League defeats. Having lost at home to Liverpool last Sunday, they were beaten again, this time 2-0 at Fulham, to leave the title race once again wide open.
Header from Hangeland, Samora with a header, saved by Van der Sar, then blocked on the line. Now, was that a handball in there?
On the line.
It was, Scholes has handballed it, he blocked the follow-up from Samora, and Manchester United are down to 10 men at Craven Cottage.
Danny Murphy, the Fulham captain, who's taken responsibility. Murphy comes up, right for it.
High into the net, Van der Sar dropped to his right, and things have taken another bad turn for Manchester United.
Yes, Gira carrying it on to the edge of the box. Johnson drives it across. Gira turns.
Gira scores for Fulham. Manchester United are surely beaten here. What a twist this is in the Premier League title race. It's Fulham 2, Manchester United 0.
And in the closing moments, still time for Wayne Rooney to be sent off for two bookable offences as United finished the match with 9 men. But their assistant manager, Mike Phelan, believes they're still well placed to win the title.
The title race has always been the title race, you know. Teams are never going to give up.
More open now, surely.
Well, yeah, we've dropped points. You know, and other teams now have an opportunity to catch us up. But we're still in, you know, we're still in pole position. That's important. We still believe in ourselves. We're a great team, we're a good team, and we'll bounce back.
Well, among Fulham's heroes was their goalkeeper, Mark Schwarzer, pulling off 2 late saves to preserve their lead.
Obviously, you look at the Man United fixture and you think, gosh, you know, are you going to get 3 points? Is there a chance? Can we squeeze out a draw? And if you look at the two previous fixtures we played them in the league and in the FA Cup, you know, they rightly beat us comfortably on both occasions. And today we're just hoping that, you know, maybe we would catch them on a slightly off day. And we play at the, you know, at our best, and I think we did so today.
Well, second place Chelsea failed to take advantage of United's loss as they were beaten 1-0 at Tottenham, Luka Modric scoring the winner to end Gus Hiddink's 100% record in the league since he took over as Chelsea manager in February. Hiddink knew his side had missed a rare opportunity to put pressure on Manchester United.
Yeah, it's not over, but they have a game in hand. And these are those key moments when Man U is losing today. We cannot afford to lose 2 points or 3 points when you are chasing, because you're coming up 1 week towards the end of the season.
Do you think you can still win the championship then?
Well, let's be honest, and I said before, but when these moments are, as today, then that was the ideal moment. And if you don't get those moments and those chances, then you can blame, and we have to blame ourselves in that.
Arsenal maintain their grip on the fourth Champions League spot with a 3-1 win at Newcastle. Newcastle are in the bottom three, but Stoke have moved out of the relegation zone following a 1-0 win at home to Middlesbrough, who stay in the drop zone. Portsmouth eased their relegation worries with a 2-1 home win over sixth-placed Everton. And the Premier League's bottom club, West Bromwich Albion, they drew 1-1 at home to Bolton. Blackburn also drew 1-1 with their visitors West Ham. Liverpool can cut Manchester United's lead at the top to just a point if they win at home to Aston Villa in the pick of Sunday's games. United, though, have played a game less. Juventus won 4-1 at Roma to keep Italy's title race alive. Vincenzo Iaquinta scoring twice, leaving Juve 4 points behind Inter, who host Serie A's bottom club Regina later on Sunday. The leaders and defending champions have a game in hand. In Spain, Freddy Canute scored a hat-trick to keep Sevilla on course for Champions League football next season. They're 6 points clear now in third place, following a 4-1 win at home to Valladolid. To rugby union, this year's Six Nations champions Ireland completed their campaign in some style, beating Wales in Cardiff to make it a perfect 5 wins out of 5 in this season's competition. But the Grand Slam was in doubt right till the end.
This is the high tension moment of his life. He comes up, he kicks, he's got the accuracy but not the distance. It'll be touchdown. We're in the end zone. Jordan Murphy touches down. The whistle will go. And Ireland have won the Grand Slam for the second time in their history. The first time since 1948.
Yes, the Irish surviving that late penalty to win 17-15. Ronan O'Gara with their match-winning drop goal, scored with just a couple of minutes left on the clock. Captain Brian O'Driscoll was among the try-scorers, and it was clear how much the Grand Slam meant to him at the final whistle.
Sounds wonderful, Manalo. The amount of things going through the head during the week, permutations, combinations, what could be, what might be, what is, you know. It feels so good, you know. Like, for it to go down to that at the end, honestly, it's... would have broken my heart, but I don't know, I'm so proud of the boys today, and you know, through the Six Nations, took a lot of flack over the last 18 months, and to come back and be Grand Slam champions, first in 61 years, I'm just so delighted.
England finished as Six Nations runners-up after they defeated Scotland 26-12 at Twickenham. France thrashed last-placed Italy 50-8 in Rome. Now to tennis and the ATP Masters 1000 event in Indian Wells, California. The world number one Rafael Nadal will play Andy Murray in this year's final after the Briton beat Roger Federer 6-3, 4-6, 6-1 in their semi. Nadal's progress was more straightforward. He defeated Andy Roddick 6-4, 7-6. There for the BBC was Philip Studd.
It's no longer just Nadal that Federer has to worry about. Murray is becoming an increasingly painful thorn in his side. This was his fourth straight defeat against the British number one. Federer was strangely subdued and listless throughout. A startling number of unforced errors, especially from his backhand, helped Murray dominate the first set. Federer did start to show more aggression as he levelled the match, and it was all set up for a hard-fought finale. But after an injury scare for Murray early in the decider, Federer's game crumbled again. The British number one sealed another famous victory on his fourth match point. Federer beat a hasty retreat to the dressing room.
South Africa's cricketers are on top with 2 days remaining of the final test against Australia in Cape Town. The home side, who've already lost the series, have reduced the tourists to 102 for two in their second innings, with the Australians starting the fourth day, needing a further 340 runs just to make the South Africans bat again. A.B. de Villiers had made 163 in his side's first innings total of 651. Covering this series for the BBC World Service, Ken Borland.
South Africa are in such a strong position thanks to top-class centuries by Ashwell Prince, Jacques Callis and A.B. de Villiers, which carried them to 651, their highest ever total against Australia. Albie Morkel struck a few lusty blows in his 58 and Paul Harris made 27, but the day belonged to A.B. de Villiers, who scored an inspired 163. He had four consecutive sixes, only the third man to do so in tests, and broke the South African record with seven in all. And a wicket apiece for Paul Harris and Dale Steyn then ensured South Africa going to the fourth day very much in the driving seat.
Well, still with cricket, the Women's World Cup final is being played in Sydney. It's New Zealand against England, and the New Zealanders have reached 145 for seven, nearing the end of the 40th over, that after choosing to bat. To boxing, Vitaly Klitschko successfully retained his WBC World Heavyweight title with a ninth round stoppage of Juan Carlos Gomez in Stuttgart. The 37-year-old knocked down Gomez, a former WBC cruiserweight champion, three times, the last of which prompted the referee to step in and stop the fight. More on all those stories on our website, bbcworldservice.com. Also, a look ahead to Liverpool's home match against Aston Villa in the English Premier League later on Sunday. But for now, that's the very latest world sport from the BBC, broadcasting from London.